The Interior Department has sent a letter to the Menominee Tribe of northern Wisconsin, which is trying to turn the Kenosha dog track into a casino. The letter says Interior Department Secretary Dirk Kempthorne opposes off-reservation gambling facilities. But Casino Project spokesman Evan Zeppos argues the letter also says good things about the Kenosha plan.
The things that they're asking for, such as more public scrutiny on a local level, this is a project that has had two referendums as an intergovernmental agreement. They've talked about making sure that there's a very high need for a project, and there's probably not a poorer tribe in the state than the Menominee.
The Forest County Potawatomi forwarded news of the letter to reporters. Zeppos says the Potawatomi are still trying to do everything they can to kill the Kenosha project in order to protect the Potawatomi Casino in Milwaukee. Zeppos says he's glad to hear the feds say that since indicted developer Dennis Troja is no longer part of the Kenosha plan, Troja's past involvement won't be a factor in the Interior Department's review. Zeppos says with Troja out of the project, the Menominee and its key financial backer, the Mohegan Tribe of Connecticut, are still looking for more partners.
From an equity standpoint, I don't think that's something that's probably going to happen, because it really would change the whole dynamics of it. But we are willing to and have been considering other ways that we could perhaps work with other tribes, particularly those with a great need.
Zeppos won't say what tribes or who else in Kenosha is being considered. The Potawatomi declined comment for this story. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.